the end of semester. Call for everyone for participating, and Bacon Shlita has been involved with it. I wanted to give this year Lilu Nishmas Rav Weiss Zatzal, and also my father-in-law Zatzal, his yahrzeit is Wednesday night and Thursday. Yosef Yud ben Avram Aron. May their neshamas go to the highest points in Gan Eden. The Gemara here on Yuchesim and Beis asks Akasha, it says, Meyed Umeidin Oso. Gemara asks Akasha, Meyed, how could the coin go to be Meyed? The Gemara says it's against the Brice of Atanya. Bisalamta, Pomim Shatam Asalim, Pomim Shiatam Asalim. Hakate, the coin will be Sakfor, Zakimin of Tikfoto. Shaisa Malachta Shalom, Berubosh, Mishal Chaveiro. The Kach Nemrim Salamta. There's a notion of Kavar Abrius. And if a coin has to return an Aveda that he found in the Besak Forest, he can't because it's Tomei Meis. If a Tamachachim returns something, won't be Bekvodo, or if he's going to lose a lot of time from his workplace, then the Torah says you could disappear from the mitzvah. So it's not Bekovodic that a Kohen Gadol should testify. So the Gemara answers, Omer Yosef made LeMelech. He testifies for the Melech. Melech is a greater stature than Kohen Gadol. It doesn't impinge upon his Kovod. Gemara Frech, the Kash of Atnan, Lo Don, Lo Don and Oso, Lo Meid, Lo Meid and Oso. It's against the din we learned in the Mishnah that we don't don the Melech. El Om Reb Zera Meid Le Ben Melech. So the Gemara says he's not testifying for about the Melech, it's about the Ben Melech. Frech the Gemara Ben Melech Hedjidhu. What's the Chiddush? El Meid Bifnei Melech. In other words, the Melech comes to the Beis Din, to the court, to hear about the testimony of the Kohen Gadol about his own son. Frech the Gemara Veim Moshiv Melech with Sanhedrin, but a Melech's not allowed to sit on the Sanhedrin. Gemara answers from Yikar to Kohen Gadol, Asav Yosef Mekabli Niyalei Lisuduse, Koyuv Asav Mainalei Anabedine. So he's just in the audience, and the Mekabalaitis, that the Kohen Gadol gives his testimony in front of the Melech, it's about the Melech's son, and then the Melech is not sitting on the Beis Din, the Melech will leave afterwards, and we will paskin up. So that's how the Gemara's Maskan is, Halach Lamaisa. So, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to testify about the Ben of a Melech, and the Melech will be there for the Kabbalah Seyudis, and the Gemara says not an impingement on his covenant. So, just from the very outset, I want to mention this notion of Kavod for the Kohen Gadol. You know, we have a lot of concepts of Kavod, very important part of Yadus, that we should respect our Rebbeim, our parents. We know there's a din of Kibud Avaim, that parents can be Moch on their Kavod. We know that a Talmud Chacham can be mochel on his kavod, at least Rabbo Muvak, and we'll talk about that later, Bez Hashem. And there's a concept that the Nasi of the Sanhedrin can be mochel on his kavod, and the Gemara says in New Testament, Beis HaMelech cannot be mochel on his kavod, because of Som Tassim Alecha Shetayim Moso Alecha, you must always keep fear into the Jewish people, so he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. What about a Kohen Gadol? Can a Kohen Gadol be mochel on his kavod? So the Rav Zatzal point out there's a Tosefta in Pirik Dalet in Sanhedrin Os Aleph, which presents a machlokas tanoim to the Chachamim in Rabbi Yehuda as to whether a Kohen Gadol can be moch on his kavod, as to whether he can bathe with other people. It's a machlokas tanoim. And the Rambam paskins Hilchos Klei HaMikdash in Pirikei that a Kohen Gadol can, in fact, be moch on his kavod. It is Rishus B'yodo. If he wants to bathe with them, it's considered to be permissible. So the Poshup shot is that there is a din of Kavod Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen Gadol has the ability to be mochel on his Kavod, according to the Rambam. There is another way to be mazmer that Tosefta. It could very well be that maybe bathing with other people is a notion of Bizayon, so can a Kohen Gadol be mochel on his Bizayon? Could be all Tanoim agree that a Kohen Gadol can be mochel on his Kavod. The shaila is can he be mochel on his Bizayon? That's another way you could be mazmer that Tosefta. But if we go with the standard shot is, maybe it's a machlokes tanoim as to whether a Kohen Gadol can be machlokes tanoim, but we paskin that he can, al pi din, and the Tosefta is in Pirik Dalet, Os Aleph. Tosus right here, on the daf, in the second Tais Damascus Meid, Frech Dakasha, Tosus asks, he doesn't understand why the Gemara doesn't simply give an answer that the Kohen Gadol could be made on Isurim, matters of Isurim. If it's matters of Yisurim, we have a concept of Kol Makom Sheish Bo Chilul Hashem Ein Chokin Kavod L'Rav. So Tosus asked this kasha, and Tosus gives, it's very hard to read the Tosus, The Bach and the Marshal have one way of reading the Tosfos, and the Marshal has another way. So if we say over from the Bach and the Marshal, the Bach's there on the Daf, and the Marshal, basically what emerges is 2 days in Tosfos and Dir Maskil Meid as to whether a Melech is made for Isurim. According to the first day in Tosfos, and that Tosfos, second Tosfos Meid, a Melech is not made even for Isurim, which is a remarkable Chiddush. Whereas a Kohen Gadol, Lamais is made L'chol Dover. That's the first day in Tosfos, the way the Bach and the Marashal read up the Tosfos. According to the second day in Tosfos, the Mishnah is only talking about Mamonis, and therefore a Kohen Gadol testifies, a Melech does not for Mamonis, but when it comes to Yisurim, they both have to. So that's the way the Bach and the Marashal read the Tosfos. What emerges is, and this is what I want to begin to focus on, to start on Mahalach, is that according to the first day in Tosfos, it really emerges a remarkable Chiddush that a Melech is not made even for Isurim, which is a tremendous Chiddush. What happened to that din of Kol Makom Sheish Bo Chilul Hashem Ein Chokin Kavod L'Rav? So, and the Marshal, just to get it to complete picture, the Marshal here on this Tosfos says it's one Teretz in Tosfos, and he claims, Halacha L'Maisa, that a Melech does not testify at all. Allah Almighty, bain for Mammon, bain for Isser, and the Kohen Gadol will testify, bain for Mammon, bain for Isser. So that's the way the Marshal learns upshot, that there's one day. But the upshot being is that there's a day clearly in Tosfos that says a Melech is not made even for Isurim, which is, we want to ask, what's the svar for that? How could that be? What's the pshat? That's the first kasha that I want to point out. And on a very strong, he's a stronger level than a Kohen Gadol, because a Kohen Gadol is made Surim, according to that first day in Tosfos. What's the svar to be Mechalek? Number two, a second kasha I wanted to point out is that Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah points out on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that when it comes to the din of Tzar Baal Lechaim, the Gemara writes that there was a minig that when a Melech would die, they would cut off the hooves of his horses to show that basically his horses are unusable, because the Melech was so great, and the horses only have an identity when the guy's alive. But when he's dead, we'll cut off the hoof. So Tosfos is bothered by, why isn't that a problem with Tzar Baal Lechaim? So Tosfos gives an amazing answer. Tosfos says that since Tzar Baal Lechaim is a Nisa D'Oraisa, but it's beaten out by Kavod HaMelech. Because Kavod HaMelech, Tosfos' lashon, is that it's Kavod L'Klal Yisrael. So basically, what that's saying is that the Kavod of a Melech is not his own personal kavod. It's kavod to Klal Yisrael, to have a Melech that leads us in Avodas Hashem. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, it's not that we're treating the Melech over as a gavra, over the Isra of being mitzar animals, but it's in essence kavod of Klal Yisrael. And since it's kavod of Klal Yisrael, that is considered to be on a different madrega, and therefore taka beats out the Isra of Tzar Baal Lechaim. And that's the second mucker that I wanted to point out, is that Lemaisa, what we want to bring out here is when we talk about kavod of a melech, when a melech cannot be mochon his kavod, what it means, shenemar som tasim alecha shtei maso alecha, means it's not his own personal kavod. He doesn't have bailus on his kavod. And since he doesn't have bailus on his kavod, he can't be mochon on his kavod. That's Gufa the Chiddush. That's what the Rav Zatzal said pshat in that Gemara on New Testament base. That's what it means. That he can't be Mokha on his cover because he has no bailus on it. Because it's covered class. So we're suggesting that's Tosfos and Avodah Zarah. Yud Aleph says it b'feirush. And if you say like that, so that will also be Masber, what we said in our Tosfos, the third Nakuda. How could it be that a Melech should not be made for Yisurim? In what sense is he greater than the Kohen Gadol? Because the covet of a Melech is not Nitan L'Mechila, because it's not his. And the Melech, since it's covet to Klal Yisrael to have a Melech, it even in a sense beats out Kol Makom Sheish Bo Chilul Hashem Ein Chokin Kavod L'Rav. It's not like that we're treating the Melech on a higher level than the Eibishter, and therefore he doesn't have to be made for Yisurim. Aren't you worried about a guy doing an Isser? And therefore, I'm treating the Melech Chas Shalom. It's in a sense covet to the Eibishter to give covet to the Melech, to the degree even for Yisurim he doesn't be made. Whereas a Kohen Gadol, the Pashtus is a Kohen Gadol. The Vort in a Kohen Gadol is that it is his own personal covet. Like we said, he can be Mochlan his covet. That's what we said from the Rambam, Machlis Tanoim, in the Tosefta. It is his own personal kavod. He can be mochel on his kavod. And if you look in the Rambam Hilchos Klei on Mekdish and Perakei, the Rambam writes, Eino chayiv lahayiv. The Kohen Gadol does not have to testify. But if he wants to testify, he can. But when it comes to a melech is mufka l'maisa from Edis. That's the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Aleph from Lamed Aleph, where a melech is mufka from the din of Shavuos Edis. Perik Yud Halacha Aleph Nichos Shavuos. The Rambam writes clearly that if you're a subpoena a melech and he takes a shavu, he knows no testimony. He's not chayiv a korban if he's caught lying, because he's mufka from what? Edis, completely. Completely mufka from Edis. Because the word is because the covenant we give to a melech is not his own personal covenant. Whereas by a Kohen Gadol, he does have bialas on it. He could be mochel. If he wanted to bathe with the people, he could. Rishus biyado. Einu chayiv lahay, if you look closely in the Rambam. But if he wants to, poshup shat l'churah, he could. Now that's, I want to point out, it's against the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Vos Eidus, does write that a Kohen Gadol also does not have to be meyed afilu b'yisuri. Does not. But we're being medayik in the Rambam, not that way. That the Rambam seems to say, Eino chayiv lahayid, but if he wanted to, he could. In fact, the Lechem Mishnah on that Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel Hilchos Eidus argues with the Kesef Mishnah. And he says, the Lechem Mishnah writes, for Yisurim, both a Melech and a Kohen Gadol testify, which is one of the days we had in the Taisus. But we're building up, that was the second day, according to the Bach and the Marshal. But according to the first day in the Marshal, and the first day in Taisus, according to the Bach and the Marshal, a Melech is not made a few Yisurim because of this lumdis. And that's why he can't be Moch on his cover because they have bilis on it. And that's why he beats out the Yisur of Tzar Balechayim. Because it's not like we're giving him, you know, more covet, and we don't care about being mitzar animals. It's covet to Klai Yisrael. It's a public covet. He doesn't have bilis on it. That's good for the chiddush. And that's what I want to bring out, Lamaisa, from this what, from this concept that we have of the what, of the concept of the melech. The truth is, Rav Shechter Shlita told me yesterday, he said he forgot to mention this yesterday in his shir, so he told me to mention it. So I said, of course I'll mention it, Rebbe, but I said it fits beautifully into this mahalach. So you see, he liked it very much. The Rav Zatzal points out that the melech, the Gemara says in Shavuos on Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, is posoleidus. Halacha lamaisi. Feirush din. Therefore, as we said, there's no din Shavuos Eidus. What about by Dayanus? Can a melech be a dayan? Yes, minat Torah can be a dayan. They made a gzera later from Malchus Yisrael. You saw the Gemara because of the terrible story. But Minadin, when my Bachus based David can, and before the Xero, before that horrible story took place, he's kosher Minatayra. So here you have a dying that's Pusel Edis Minatayra, but he's kosher Ladayanus. That's mamish against the Mishnah Nida. Right? The Mishnah Nida says, any kol Pusel Odin, Pusel Ahoy, goes together. It's mamish against the Mishnah. So the Rav Zatzal said beautifully. The Rav said, that's if it's apostolos. That's if it's a psul. A melech is mufka from Edis. It's a blank. A melech is a blank. It's like the Tumim has in the Nesivis. A cheresh show to the cotton. It's not apostolos. It's a blank. A goy, it's a blank. Isha, that's what the Rav said in Isha. According to one day in Taisus in Nida, according to Taisus in Nida, a woman is kashal ladanus. We don't paskin like that, Taisus. We paskin a woman's puzzle of Dayanus. But there's one Tosis in Shas that says a woman is kosher of Dayanus. How could it be? She's puzzle Adis. Because the din of the psul of the Adis of an Isha is a blank. It's not a puzzle. It's not like Kurva. It's not like Rishis. So this is what we want to bring out. So the Rav Zatzal said like this. The Rav said a melech is mufka from Adis. It's not a puzzle. So when it says kolo what? That someone who's pusul lahayi, it means pusul. But he's not pusul, he's not registered. He's moving from Edis. It's not a pusulus. So you can be kosher minat tayr for Dayanus, and oh, is he pusul? It's not a psul. It's a blank. The meile, what's the svara? The svara is exactly what we're building up. That it's a melech, because of the melech of who he is, not his own personal covet. It's not his own personal covet. It's covet from Klal Yisrael that we're mechabed in. What's the pshat? The pshat is that what? Such a person, such a level, is mamish mufka from, it's not apostolates. It's like, it's an antithesis. They can't coexist. You can't have a melech to lead Klal Yisrael and he's going to go into a din Torah. It's pasnish. It just doesn't register. It's not a psul. So memeila, that's the svara. So you have chereshot of the katan, you have isha, you have melech. Those types of things are not psul. And a chapa nafkamina for the dinim of nimsa karav apostle, yiddish abot nimsas abot lakulu. So memeila, that's the svara that we want to suggest. So how many nekudas that we mentioned that build this up? The pshat, why a melech can't be mochel, is covered at all. Number one, it's not as bilus. Shom tasim alech melech. Number two, we want to be mazbe with the day in Taisus that he's not even made even for his surin. Number three, we want to say that's the pshat in Taisus of Avodah Zarah and Dafir Aleph, that it's miskaber over what? Sar ba lechayim. Number four, we want to suggest this is the pshat in the Rav. That the Rav suggests, don't ask me that kash from the Mishnah needed. That a melech on one hand is posulatus. On the other hand, he's what? He's kashal dinas. Against the Mishnah needed, it's not a problem. Because it's not a psul. And we're saying the svar being is not a psul because he's just wufka. It doesn't coexist. It's not shy to discuss. Maybe a fifth nekuda we could add on, building up this mahalik about kovid malchus, is the following. The Gemara has, Mishnah had a machlekes at Tanoim, you saw it already, the Mishnah, whether a melech can do chalitz or not. Tanakama says no, and Rabbi Yudah says yes. So the Gemara in New Testament Beis presents, what's the machlekes? So the Gemara says, well, we know that a melech cannot be mochan is covered. How could Rabbi Yudah say what he says? Mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah shine. So the poshup shot in the Gemara, and the Marsha actually says this on the Taisvis, is that the Chachamim deny mitzvah shine. There are two Gemaras that seem to be difficult with our Gemara there in the Utesim base. One Gemara is by Agrifus, a Mishnah in Sota. The Gemara says by Agrifus, they were praised him, Allah Lamaisa, because he stood up. Isn't it Melech Shemachal Akfoto? So the question is, and this is what the Marshal wants to say, that according to the Reb Yehuda, Mitzvah Shiny, fine. Melech cannot be Mochel on his cover. Mitzvah Shiny, he can. That's only Reb Yehuda, but not the Chachamim. The Chachamim deny that. They don't care whether it's Mitzvah Shiny. And that's also why the Gemara says in Ksubas by the crossroads, that there was a crossroads and the melech let the what that the kala go by. Why did the Gemara just say mitzvah shiny? Because the chum don't buy mitzvah shiny. Only Reb Yudah buys mitzvah shiny. Chum don't buy it, says the Marsha. They would answer that Mishnah in Sota and also that Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Zayin. I also want to point out, Rabbi Chanan points out in the Kovet Shirim in Ksubas, you see this notion of kovet a melech is not only we have to be mechabedim, he has to mechabedim himself. Because the melech had the choice of the crossroads. So the melech has to know what his position is. He has to also give cover to the malchus. Not just a din that we have to mechabit in. He has to mechabit the concept itself. And therefore, he said, Lamaisa, how could it be that he let the kala as a parsha struck him and didn't look bad? It was a crossroads. But what I want to bring out is that what's the svara of the chachamim? Why chachamim don't buy mitzvah shiny? Melech shemachal kvod ain't kvod omachal, but it's mitzvah shiny. Reb Yudah bought it. Chum didn't buy it. Why didn't the Chum buy it? You know why the Chum didn't buy it? Because of this Mahalach. It's not his own. It's covered of Malchus. To give cover to the Melech is what is it itself is a mitzvah. And it's paramount. And it's even a higher Madrega, maybe, than what? Than the mitzvah. Because it itself is what is mitzvah shiny. How can we choose one over the other? It itself is a mitzvah shiny. Chum say it's not his own personal Malchus. Personal covet lamaisa. It's not his own personal covet that lends itself that mitzvah shiny shouldn't be miskaber over there. Why is one better than the other? In fact, the mitzvah of covet melech, maybe he beats out that mitzvah, because the mitzvah of covet melech is giving covet to the Eibishter, because you're giving covet to a man that's supposed to lead you in avodas Hashem. So according to the Marsha, I think we could add this nekudan as well, based on this mahalach that I don't care whether it's mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah Shani doesn't miskaber over on the din of Melech Shemachok or Enkvot Omachok. He cannot be Moch on his cover. Because Halach Lamaise, it amplifies and accentuates this notion of covered Malchus that we have to give to him. And it's on such a madrig, it's not his own personal cover. It even beats out Mitzvah Shani. Now there are other Teirutzim in Rishonim. But I think it highlights this very strong. The Marashah says, and I'm saying this is a push of shot in the Gemara. Push of shot in the Gemara is the Gemara only says Mitzvah Shani within Reb Yudah, not within the Chacham. Truth is, it could be, it's possible. And Rav Ganak Shlita points us out in the Sefer. We're saying a little bit differently. The Gemara has later on in Mem Zayin Amar Aleph that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Megar Atzomus Aviv. He dragged his father was a Rosh HaGomer. He dragged the bones of his father through the streets. So Rashi there is bothered by Akashi. He says, Oh, Melech Shekvoro Mochel, Ein Kvoro Mochel. How could he do such a thing? He was Mavaz himself. So Rav Ganak writes there in the Sefer, but that itself, the dirtier he got, was more of was a mitzvah in the sense of leading Klal Yisrael to show how you don't show respect to a Russia. In other words, it wasn't a mitzvah like Yibum Chalitz. Yibum Chalitz is a mitzvah. It's one of the Targum mitzvahs, let's say. So, you know, that's the question as to whether, you know, you say mitzvah shiny or not. Machlekes Rebut in the Chum. But this was a notion of a Kiddush Hashem where the dirtier he got, the more of a mitzvah it was. When you do Yibum Chalitz, is that enough to miskaber a Melchizedek Malkavod? Rebut says it is. Chum says it's not. But here when you talk about dragging your father through the streets and that itself is a mitzvah, it's not pshat that he was what? That it was Michael on his kvodo. It was like that was a ritzono shel Eivishter. The dirtier that the melech would get, that itself is a machleis ram and tura, father is a rasha. Is there a mitzvah of kibbut aveng? Without getting involved in that, machleis is mechaber amon in Yordaya. But Lamaisi, he obviously held, maybe held because he was the melech, it didn't make a difference. He was a melech, he had to show Klal Yisrael, even if he held that there's a din by a father's rush, but I mean it was different. Maybe that fits in with what we're trying to build up. He felt as a, you know, Alts Melech, he had to what? That wasn't, you know, he couldn't treat his father like a regular father. Even if he held like the Rishon that a father was a Russia, he had to mechapit. Because maybe he felt Lamaisa that he was representing Klal Yisrael, and therefore he had more of a Kiddush Hashem. So Lamaisa, this is what we want to bring out, that on the pedestal, the cover of the Melech, is on a different madrega because he has no bias and because it's covered with Klal Yisrael. So what I want to bring out now is, do we have any other categories like this in Lomdus that giving cover to someone is not his own personal cover, and therefore because of that, because it's not your own personal cover, it's not subject to Mechim, like we're suggesting here by Melech. So the first griz on the Rambam has a beautiful mahalach that brings about this very, very identical category. The Rambam in Pirkei Nechus Talmud Torah points out that a Rabba Muva can be mochel on his kavod. We know what kavod is, you know, giving food, giving drink, you know, standing up. You know, my parents, they should live and be well. They have AIDS, so when my mom comes into the room, I stand up. So I tell the non-Jewish age that there's a Jewish law mandates that when your parents come in the room, you're supposed to stand up. Now, when my parents were younger and I was younger, I didn't do that. But it's an easy halacha to fulfill. It's in Shulchan Aruch. We should do that. Maybe they're meichel, I don't know. But until you hear that they're meichel, it's a nice thing to get up for them. It's a real halacha. It says in the Gemara, it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam writes, if someone has a rabba muvak, who's taught you a majority of your learning. That's the definition. Lechemishta quotes the Ma'arik, we don't have a Rabba Muvak nowadays. The Sfarim have taught us most of our learning. Of course you have Rebbeim. And when you say it's your Rabba Muvak, it's complimentary. But Al Pidin Pashas, we don't have a Rabba Muvak, Bismanasa. But the Rambam writes, you have a Chiyuv of Kibud and Mora to a Rabba Muvak. Mora is reverence. You're not allowed to interrupt him. You're not allowed to sit in his seat. All the negative things. If he's in a dispute with someone, you're not allowed to chime in and say, oh, Abba, you're right, or the Rebbe, you're right. Who are you to say who's right or wrong? There's all the halachas in the Gemara. So kibbut are the positive things, meira are the negative things. So the Rambam writes, this requirement of kibbut b'meira, which is given over to a Rabba Muvak, is nitan l'mechiv. The Rabba Muvak has the ability to be mocha on kibbut and meira that is due to him. That's what the Rambam writes in Perakei. Okay. Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perek Vav, he never mentions Mechiv. Why not? You know what Perek Vav's about? A generic Talmud Chacham. Or as we'll call him, a Rabo She'eno Muvak. For the Rambam, a Rabo She'eno Muvak and a generic Talmud Chacham are the same. The Rambam never once mentions Mechiwa. Kesef Mishnah says, you know why not? It's a kol shekein. If by Rabba Muvah can be Meichel, how much more so by a regular Tamachot? So Rambam didn't need to mention it explicitly. Okay. Brisker Rav begins his shtickle by quoting the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Brisker Rav, I beg to differ with the Kesef Mishnah. And he embarks upon a beautiful mahalach to try to develop the following. That there is a major difference between a Rabba Muvak and a regular Tamachachim. Rabba Muvak, as we said, has a requirement of Kibud V'moira. When it comes to a regular Tamachachim, it's a different din. It's called Hadar T'Pnei Zaken. It's to glorify Torah. It's not Kibud V'moira. You're supposed to glorify a Tamachachim. That's a different track. Glorify the Zaken. Zaken means Mishit Kana Chachma, says the Gemara. He says there are two different concepts, two different tracks. And therefore he writes, you know what? In Perek Vav, you know why the Rambam omits Mechila? Because he says a regular Tamachachem cannot be Mochel on the Hidur that is due to him. Because it's not his. He's the address. But really when you give cover to a generic Tamachachem, you're giving cover to Taylor. You're not giving cover to him as a Gafa. And that's exactly what V'hadar T'Pnei Zaken means. So therefore, that second track of Hidur is not Nitan L'Mechiv. Because it's not his. Whereas Rabbo Muvak, he's the address and he generated it. He generates the Kibud Memorah that is due to him. And therefore, that is Nitan L'Mechiv. Because he generates it, he has the Bailus on it to be Mochel. And when the Gemara says Tarasu delay, you'll have to say in Kiddushin, Tarasu delay means what? It's talking about a Rabbo Muvak, Uba Tarasu. Now clearly Tysus and Sanhedrin, Yotesim and Aleph, clearly held not that way. Which Blinetta will get back to. But says the Brisker of in the Rambam that it's completely a different track. And therefore, he's Rabbo Muvak, he has Bailus on it. And therefore, he can be Michael. And if you look closely at the Rambam, he points out, whenever he discusses Kibud V'mora with the Rabbo Muvak, he says the word Chayiv. What does Chayiv mean? You're Chayiv to him. In Pirik Vav, what language does he use? Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, Hadro. It's really a mitzvah to cover the Torah. It's not that the generic Tamachachim generated it. He just happens to be the address. But he has no Bible on it to be Michael. Therefore, the language chayiv is only used by Rabbi. You are chayiv to him. Whereas mitzvah, really, it's a mitzvah to the Eibishter. He just happens to be the address when it comes to a generic tamchachim. That's two nafkaminis. Number one, mechila. Number two, a language. Number three, points out. What happens if you see Rabbo Muvak in a Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMerchatz? Are you mechuyev to stand up? He says yes. Because it's Kibud Moro wherever you are. If you see a generic Tamachachem, Beis HaKiseh, Beis HaMerchatz, are you mechuyev to get up? Absolutely not. It's not a place of glorification of the Torah. It's inappropriate. A fourth nafkamini, he says, how far, let's say you have Superman vision, and you can see the fellow, I don't know if you guys are familiar, you guys are too young, no? Superman used to see for miles and miles, okay? It's all fictitious, right? But if you see a Rabbo Muvak from 15 miles away, Mole Einav, your Mechuyev to rise, because that's Kibud V'mora. What about for a generic Tamachachem? Only Arba Amos, 6 feet. Because that's the requirement of Hidur. You don't have to go ahead and mechabit him if it's from 15 miles away. So those are four very good nafkaminas that the Brisker Rav develops in Pshat in the Rambam against the Kesef Mishnah. And then he's masber the Gemara in Kiddushin. What does the Gemara say in Kiddushin? The Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Beis, Med Beis, I think. It says that Rava was the waiter at his son's wedding. He was giving drinks to other Amoraim. And the Gemara says, Ikbid, he got upset because the other Amoraim didn't rise when he was giving them the drinks. So Rashi learns there that they should have gotten up a little bit. Even though he was being mocha on his kavod by being the waiter, but they should have gotten up a little bit. The fact they didn't get up a little bit is upsetting. Why didn't they get up a little bit? So says the Briskarov, the Rambam learns, what does Ikbid Rava mean? Ikbid Rava means that to them he was a generic Talmud Chacham. He had no bias to be Michael on his covered. Meaning Ikbid Rava, we can add on, it's a Briskarov. He was upset, not personally, like Rashi learns, he was upset that they didn't know the Deen. They should have gotten up. Because it wasn't Nitan Mechila. It wasn't Kibbutz Meir. It was Hitter's Gainim. It was Hitter's Gainim. Then they had no ability. He had no ability to be Michael. They should have gotten up Alpidin. So I'm pointing out according to the Rambam, it's a Brisker Vor. He wasn't upset personally, like Rashi's learning. He was upset they didn't know the Din. The Rambam had a different shot in that Gemara Kedusha. So Mameila, what emerges according to this beautiful piece of the Brisker Rav is that we've dug up another category, which is not Nitan L'Mechila. We built up this whole Mahalach in the first part of the Shir, that a Melech has no ability to be Michael on his cover because he has no Bailas on it, it's covered of Klal Yisrael. Do we find any other category like this? We do. And that is according to the Brisker Rav, when you discuss the concept of Hidur Skenim, it is not Nitan L'Mechila. Because it's not his. And it's very striking in the Gemara, if you look, the Gemara always says, Harav Shemachal. It doesn't say Tamil Chacham. It says Rav. Remember I said, according to the Brisker Rav, the Pshat in the Gemara Kedushin is what? Is Rabba Muvak. It says Rav, meaning Rabba Muvak. It doesn't say Tamil Chacham. Because according to the Brisker Rav, the Tamil Chacham cannot be Mochla on the Hidur. Kibbutz V'Meir is not for him anyway. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, the Brisker Rav points out, the Rambam compares a Rabba Muvak to a parent. What is our responsibility to our parents? Which track? Hidur or Kibbutz V'Meir? Kibbutz V'Meir. A parent, father, mother, is like Rabba Muvak. We don't find the Rambam comparing a generic Talmud Chacham to a parent. Because a parent has Kibbutz V'Meir like Rabba Muvak, not like a generic Talmud Chacham that's Hidur Skenim. The Brisker Rav, though, ends the piece so beautifully, so intellectually honest. He began the piece by quoting the Kesef Mishnah, which he begged the differ with, and he ends the piece by saying, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, who's the Kesef Mishnah, the great Gaon Rabbi Yosef Karo, we paskin against our Mahalach. And the Mechaber says you can be Mochel on Kibbutz V'Meir, and you can also Mochel on Hidur, because the Kesef Mishnah didn't buy this. But the Brisker Rav said in the Rambam, it works beautifully. So what I want to bring out is from the Brisker Rav, you see that there's it's an identical category. That in the same vein, covered Malchus is not Nitan L'Mechila, because it's not his. It's covered of Klal Yisrael, there's no Bibles on it. In the same vein, Hidur Skenim, it's not his. He's just the address. And the Meila, according to the Brisker Rav, it's not Nitan L'Mechila. So you find another category that's something that's not yours, that you don't have Bibles on, you can't be Michael. So, Lamaisa, there's a difficulty with this Brisker Rav. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, that if a Talmud is by his Rebbe for the Seder, can he do a Seba? So he can only do a Seba if the Rebbe gives him Rishus, no sane Rishuso. And the Rambam there does not distinguish between a Rabo Muvak and Rabo She'eno Muvak. So Rav Golvich Tzatzal, Rish Yeshiva in Kiryat Biavna, and I heard this kash from an Avreich many years ago in New Haven. I don't know what his name was, but Rav Golvich Tzatzal, you know who told me that Rav Golvich Tzatzal asked this kasha? Rabbi Belenson's father, Dr. Belenson Tzatzal. And he sent me the piece. Rav Golvich Tzatzal asked this kasha on the Brisker Rav. The Rambam should have been Mechalik and say Rabo Muvak, can't give rishus, and a rabba muvik cannot. Rabba shein muvik cannot, or a generic talmud chacham. Rambam doesn't make that distinction. Why not? That's what he asked on the brisker rov, menei obey from the Rambam. So he wanted to answer like this. The answer is that this is not mechila. The Talmud, one of the Talmidim, Baruch Hashem, I don't know if you know him, one of my Talmidim comes to the Seder. We're at a hotel for Pesach. He gives shiurim there. And Daniel Ambalu. Daniel works there at the hotel, so he always has a Seder. They let him have the Seder by us. So he always asks me permission, can he do a Seder? I say, of course. What's the whole vort, the lumdus behind that? The Rebbe is supposed to tell the Talmud, relax. You can be in your comfort zone to express cheiris. But it's not mechila. It's like you turn the lights off, now you turn them on and you say, relax. You can, what are the two ways to express cheiris? Arba kosos, the Gemara says, and haseva. So in front of your Rebbe, he's not in that comfort zone. So it's not a mechila. And that's why I want him to die. If you look in the Rambam, there's this yitin rishus. Shulchan Aruch says the same language. It doesn't say mechila. It's yitin rishus. What you're saying is you can relax, you can be in comfort zone, and do haseva. No problem. Express the cheiros. But we don't say that it's considered to be mechila. So a rabba muvak and a rabba shein muvak can do that as well. Both can do that. That's not a problem. It's not a problem bichlal. So memeila, what comes out is that the brisker rov is not a problem at all, because when it comes to a seva, that's rabba muvak and rabba shein muvak. It's not an issue of mechila. It's an issue of yitin rishus. Both of them can do that. That's not considered to be an issue. Now we're two kashas. Go ahead. What was your kasha?
Just the Rabbi Mufak, so he loses aspect of Talmud Chacham because he becomes Rabbi Mufak.
No, he'll have all the dinim of wherever. You'll have to figure out which halacha is, you know, Hidur, Lamaisa, which is this. But Lamaisa, he becomes qualitatively a different category now that he's Rabbi Mufak. In other words, if you can distill down and say this halacha is only Hidur, then he shouldn't lose that. But if it's going to be a merge, then yes, it becomes a manifestation of Kibbutz Mora, and it's counterintuitive. In a sense, but he has, because he has bialis on it. Each halacha you have to measure. Is that an issue of hidur? Is that an issue of kibbutz b'mor? Kibbutz mandates malenav. Hidur only mandates arvamos. So sometimes you'll be able to distill it down. You had akasha also. I'm sorry. Okay, so it could very well be yes. That shows it's considered a different bria. In certain nafkaminas, you might have a nafkamina. Now, yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned that cheiros is expressed both through a seba and
daftos. Yes. Yeah, because drinking the four cups is not considered to be an outward, you know, lack of respect to your Rebbe. But since you know, sleeping in front of your Rebbe is considered to be a problem. That's why you need special reshus. Okay, very good. Okay, so this leads us to the following. It happens to be these parshios. The Gemara says in Svachim, and Daf Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech. Ferish of Gemara, Zvachim Kuf Beis Amar Aleph, he had a din of a melech. And the kasha is, the Medrash writes, that he was the waiter by Yisrael, by the Suda. Now, if you're a waiter, that's being moichel on your kovin. How could it be? So the Rav Zatzal said like this. Rabbi Kanak, Shlita quoted him, or he maybe said on his own. The Machne writes this in the Hakdamadu Sefer and Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech, of course. But you don't have that din of Son Tassim Alecha, Shatei Maso Alecha, Shlosha Mitzvahs, Nistav L'Yisrael, B'Knesos L'Aretz, you'll learn it in the second paragraph, Kofal from the base, Limnos Lem Melech, right, Lach Rezer HaShem Amalek, Livlos Lem Beis HaMechiru. This din, this halacha of Shatei Maso Alecha is only when they got to Eretz Yisrael. So Memei L'Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech, but he didn't have that din of what? Of minui melech that is som tassim. So basically what we're saying is that according to this mahalach we're building up, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din melech, but the covenant he gave to melech, to Moshe Rabbeinu, was covenant of the gavra. It wasn't covenant against Klal Yisrael. It was his covenant. He had Bibles on it. Memeila, he could be Michael on it. Memeila, he could what? He could be the waiter by his father-in-law. Because it wasn't when he got there to Israel. Because that din of the covered giving a malchus that you don't have bialas, that's covered classes, only when you get there to Israel. So Moshe Rabbeinu is a dugma, let's say, of like Rabbi Muvak. A melech dash Rabbi, you know, Rabbi Muvak melech, in the sense he had bialas on it, and he could be Michael. So this could also, maybe, you can just to point out, you know, I think Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz has a different beer adov. He says it wasn't a mechilas hakovet. Hakaras atov, he had such a karas atov to Yisrael. A melech has to be the prime mensch for Klal Yisrael. You have to look to him as a mensch, not just in lomdus, but as being a mensch. To act like, to not, you know, not go ahead and be the waiter by his father would have been chutzpah. So it's like it was a manifestation, a demonstration of a karas atov. So that's not mechilas hakovet. It's kind of like Rashi says he asked for rishus. What do you have to ask rishus for? It wasn't a mechilas hakovet. It was a karas atov. Okay, so it could very well be.
It's like when you, Rabbi said the other Gemara when the Melch was dragging the bones of the Rasha.
Yeah. There was a mitzvah. Similar. More than that, the essence of it, right. It's not that. It's that the dirtier he got, the more it's a similar pshat. Very good. Okay, this might lead us to the following. Perhaps wanted to give an answer to answer the following kasha. The Gemara says in Shavuos on Lamed Amud Beis, when you bring a Talmud Chacham in to be made and based him, you have a conflict. What's the conflict? An aid has to stand. But a Talmud Chacham, it's not a covetic that should stand. So the Gemara says, well, you have an essay versus an essay. Now, normally when you have an essay versus an essay, what's it then? Gemara says in Chum, it's a tie. My ume, high essay, me high essay. Why is one essay stronger than the other essay? Gemara says here, no, it's not a tie. Essay to cover that Torah, adif. The essay of cover that Torah is adif than the din of Amdushne Anashim. That Adam have to stand. Okay. Says the Maritz Chayis, Shuas Adaf Lamed, Amun Beis, Frek Takashi, Yes Takashi. We learned last year in Ksubis Adaf Memma Mad Aleph. The Gemara has a case in Memma Mad Aleph that if a man is ma'anis a woman, God forbid, he has to mirror her. Right, lo si alisha, lamed vav. He has a mitzvah sess in a mirror. Let's say the woman that he was ma'anis was a mamzeris. It's a lav, you can't marry a mamzeris. You have a mitzvah sess of lo si alisha against a lav of mamzeris. Normally we say esse docholotase. Gemara has it all over. In the beginning of Vamas we learn. Ramban says esse is done out of ava. Abiding by a lav is out of yira. Ava beats out yira. When it's simultaneity, when there's simultaneous. So the Gemara says, what's going on? Ese dochalot ase. Why can't he marry her? You know why he can't marry her? The Gemara says. Because this essay is weak. Why is this a weak essay? Because she might not want to marry the man. It might not always be fulfilled. So therefore, since it might not always be fulfilled, the Gemara has a din that any weak essay cannot be dochalot. That's the Gemara's clock. So frek the Maritz Chayis, Ribbono Shel Olam. How can the essay of Kavod HaTorah Odif beat out the essay of Amdu Shnei Anashim? It's a weak essay. It's Nitan L'Mechilu. Talmud Chacham can be Meichel on his Kavod. So if it can be Meichel on his Kavod, how is it Shaykh that it beats it out? We wanted to answer. My father-in-law, I wrote a sefer for my father-in-law's 10th yahrzeit called the Yosef David. So one of the shtickles in the sefer is to answer this kasha. So we wanted to answer, it's not nitam mechila. According to the Briska Rav and the Rambam, a generic talmud chacham vadar tepnei zaken is not nitam mechila. So it's not weak at all. It's not considered to be weak at all. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu to Yisro, you know, there's a special din that a son has to mechab his father-in-law. It says in Shulchan Aruch. The Torah quotes, what's the marker? David by Shaul. Now, no one treated his son-in-law worse than the way Shaul treated David HaMelech. But many Gedol HaKhorim ask, why did the Torah bring a right from Moshe and Yisro? So one answer is maybe Yisro was Megayer, wasn't his father-in-law Pidin, maybe it was after the Gerushin. that Moshe was Megar Sipoira. Different answers. But whatever we want to suggest, what we're saying with the Maritz Chayis is that Moshe Rabbeinu's kavod might be his personal kavod as he was a special type of melech. That was before they got there to Israel. But when you talk about a generic Talmud Chacham, according to the Brisker Rav and the Rambam, it's not considered to be Nitan L'Mechila. So don't tell me that the essay is weak. The essay is not weak at all. And that was talking about a generic Talmud Chacham in the Gemara. It wasn't talking about Rabba Muvak. It's clear. You have an essay of a Talmud Chacham versus what? Versus the essay of standing. So you see, that's the pshat one. Now, there might be other terutzim in that. For now, one terutz, we could say maybe the standards are different when you have an essay being docha another essay. Because the Tosfos has many places that if it's covered at Tzibor, if it's covered of Shechina, so maybe this is covered at Torah, we could, you know, it's covered at Torah, so therefore the standards maybe of essay versus essay are a little bit, not as tight. And therefore, if you have another Sfarah, it might tilt one essay over the other essay. So here you have covered a Shechina, maybe covered a Torah, and therefore it's going to be different. Oh, so Memela, that would bring out that this concept of what I wanted to bring out is we're talking about covered a Melech, and the Melech is out of his what? Out of his, it's out of his realm, it's out of his bias. Now, it could be, and this I want to bring out as well, is that going back to our Tosfos on Daf, Yud Chesem and Beis, where we started, could be you could give a different Sfarah, not the Mahalach that we wanted to describe on Malchus, but maybe you could give a different Sfarah that is dealing with what we call Kavod HaBrius, because Tosfos has in Shvuas on Daf Lamed and Beis, there's a concept called Gnai Gadol and Gnai Katan. If there's something that's a Gnai Gadol, that's really, really what? Really, embarrassing, then it could very well be that we have to view it differently. And the Gemara says in Brachas, on Daf Chaf and Beis, that Kavod HaBrius is Dochi Suri D'Rabbanan. The Pharisee Gemara in Brachas. Kavod HaBrius is Dochi Nisi D'Rabbanan. Kavod HaBrius, are they Dochi Nisi D'Raisa? So the Gemara there in Brachas says, it's Dochi Nisi D'Raisa only B'Shei Valtase. Shei Valtase. Meaning that if you passively don't do something, Kavod HaBrius is such an important concept. That's what the Gemara says clearly in Brachas. So is it possible, and this is what the Pri Yitzchak writes in the Sefer, is it possible to suggest we're discussing with the Tosfos here that a Melech is not Meid L'Yisurim? The Melech is not does not testify for Yisurim. What does that mean, he's not testified for Yisurim? So he will not fulfill the mitzvah. If he will not fulfill the mitzvah, we said that a Talmud Chacham does testify for Yisurim, the Gemara says Yeshua, so he must come in. Because it's not such a gnai for a Talmud Chacham to come in and testify. But for a Melech, it is possible to suggest that his Kavod HaBrius is so great, is so important, that he doesn't even have to testify for Yisurim. And this is what we would call Shei Valtase. So what I want to bring out is that we've built up this whole Mahalakas because of Kavod Malchus, and it's not his bialis, and therefore in itself is a mitzvah. Maybe you could say a different Mahalak, like the Pri Yitzchak wants to say, and says, maybe the reason why a Melech is not going to be made even for Yisurim is because his Kavod HaBrius is so great, it's a Gnai Gadol. And Tosfos already has said this Svara on Shuas Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that for a Gnai Gadol, Kavod HaBrius Lamaisa, can in fact play a role, and it's going to be Doichen Nisa D'Raisa, and in this situation, Lamaisa, even L'Isser, he will not even have to testify. That's the Svara we want to give. That's because of what? Because of the Kavod HaBrius that he has. Because the Kavod HaBrius is so powerful, we would suggest that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be what? Considered to be different. That's what he wants to tie in. Halacha L'Maisa. So it's a Gnai Gadol for the Melech, and therefore Kavod HaBrius would be Doichen, and that would be what? That would be a different Svara, not based on what our Tosfos is. So let's just summarize here, and then I want to just close with something I think that emerges from this. So the five Nakudas I wanted to just mention about with the concept of this Kavod Malchus is the fact that he cannot be Malchol, it's not his bialis. The fact that according to one day in Tosfos, that he can't be made even the court, even by surim. The fact that it's Dukha Tsar Baalichayim. The fact that Marsha say even Latzorch Mitzvah, the Marsha says the Chum deny it. And number five, the Rav's shot, what the Sfarada Rav shot is that the reason the Melech's Mufka from Eidus, it's a blank, it's not a psul. And that answers why it's not against the Mishnah, because again, it's not his, and he has no bialis. And we said that there is a category similar to it in Halacha, based on the Briska Rav, that the Hidr's Canaan is not subject to Mechila as well. We went through that whole Mahalach. And then we used that concept to answer the what? Answer the Kasha Mar Tzchazba, Esei Dekodar Torah Odif. Then we said Moshe Rabbeinu is an example of a Melech that is Nitan L'Mechila, because it was his own personal covenant before they got there to Israel. And then lastly, this Mahalach that maybe you could say with Kavod Abrius, Halacha L'mais, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Melech is considered a different category in Gans at the highest level. And in fact, Tosis says, and Daf Yotes Manav, if you didn't see the Tosis, that Kavod HaMelech is greater than Kavod of Talmud Chacham. Kavod of Talmud Chacham is greater than Kavod HaMelech, but I mean a Melech can't be Melech on his Kavod, right? And a Talmud Chacham can't. So that's what I wanted to get back to. Thank God I remembered it. But Tosfos says on Daf Yotes basically what we're saying. The fact that it can be Melechel doesn't show anything. It doesn't show that your Kavod is worse. The fact that a Kavod of Tyre is other than Kavod of a Melech, Tosfos says. But a Melech can't be Melech on his Kavod? He can't be Melech on his Kavod because he has no bialis on it. The Tamachaka can be Melechel on it. And there, in fact, you see from Tosfos, Lemaisa, Tosfos is talking about a generic Tamachachim too. He doesn't seem to buy this whole Vord of the Briska Rav. That's what I want to point out on Daf Yotes. Tosfos doesn't point out, I'm only saying this by a Rabba Muvuk. Tosfos and Daf Yotes is talking about any Talmud Chacham. You say that what? Essay the Torah delay. It's not just Rabba Muvuk. And that's why Kavod HaTorah in general is more chashuv than Kavod HaMelech. So in that sense, Allah Lamaisa, we find that what? That Tosfos is saying this Vord is what we're saying by Kavod HaMelech too as well, and Daf Yotes and Rav as well. So I think there's an important Musar Haski. You say, first of all, big Yashar Koyach to everyone for spending the Ben Semester learning. It's a great thing. And it's a, you know, the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, you know, has the famous word about Ritzifus. You know, and Daf Nunim Ebeiz in the Darim, the Gemara says that, you know, Rabbi Kiva said that he went away for 24 years to learn Torah. 12 years he went, and then he came back home, and then he overheard his wife telling the neighbor, I'm so proud of my husband. He could go back another 12 years and learn. So he went right back. So Frekel Kansu Levitz, why didn't he say hi to her and say, ask how the kids are? So obviously this is on Rabbi Kiva's Madrega. It might be hard for us to relate to, but at least, you know, on a level to aspire to. Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz develops this theory that you can't compare 24 years to two sets of 12 years. By him interrupting and seeing what's doing, wouldn't have a Ritzifus. Okay, that's what I'm saying, you know. We're talking about Rabbi Kiva, you know. Gemara says in Menachos Chav Tesvav, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, why are you giving me the Torah? Give it to Rabbi Kiva. You know who we're talking about, Rabbi Kiva. But it's an important notion, it's Ritzifus, so Yashar Koyach to you guys, you're keeping the Ritzifus. You didn't want to have a hefsek in the learning. But what I want to bring out just in the end is that, you know, it's very important when you have a position of leadership that you have to realize, especially based on this vort we're saying by a generic Talmud Chacham, you know, it's not about you. It's about Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're just supposed to lead people. Whenever you're in a position of leadership, you have to remember that. You know, everyone has a kupa shel shratzim, the Gemara says in Yuma, and no one should ever get so high in themselves. And we know that, you know, the Rambam says when it comes to the meat of gaiva, you have to go to an extreme to get rid of it. You're only allowed to have shmini shebe shminis, Gemara in the beginning of Sota, 1/64th of your persona. You have to have some self-esteem. But you have to realize it's not about you. It's about you, you know, trying to come closer to Hashem and get other guys to come closer to Hashem. And you being part of the Mesorah. And the Melech is really a representative of that, is that, you know what? It's very counterintuitive. Oh, Melech can't be Melech's Kavod. He is Chashim. But he's Chashim because he's supposed to lead us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not as a Gavra. But that's a big Musar Haskel for all of us to realize that, you know, we're just part of a legacy of Mesorah. And, you know, we do the best I can to convey the Torah and influence other people. But in a sense, it's not about us. Okay, Yashar Koyach to everyone. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going over there. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah.